the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, Peter. What's happening?
We have sort of a problem here.
Yeah, you apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS reports.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I forgot.
Yeah. You see, we're putting the cover sheets on all TPS reports now before they go out. Did you see the memo about this?
Yeah. Yeah, I have the memo right here. I just forgot. But it's not shipping out till tomorrow, so there's no problem.
Yeah. If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great. And I'll go ahead and make sure you get another copy of that memo. Okay?
Yeah, no, I have the memo. I've got it. It's right.
Hello, Phil.
Governed a Spanish shipwreck off the coast of
Milton.
Spain.
Hi. Could you turn that down just a little bit?
Well, I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume from 9 to 11.
Yeah, no, I know you're allowed to. I was just thinking maybe like a, you know, personal favor.
Well, I told Bill that if Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating. Uh-huh. So I don't see why I should have to turn down the radio because
Okay.
I enjoy listening at a reasonable volume.
Thanks.
From 9 to 11.
Milton.
Hi, Peter. What's happening? We need to talk about your TPS reports.
Yeah, the cover sheet, I know. Bill talked to me about it.
Yeah. Did you get that memo?
Yeah, I got the memo. And I understand the policy, and the problem is just that I forgot the one time, and I've already taken care of it, so it's not even really a problem anymore.
Ah, yeah. It's just we're putting new cover sheets on all the TPS reports before they go out now, so if you could go ahead and try to remember to do that from now on, that'd be great. All right.
Peter Gibbons. Yes. I have the memo.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic Radio District of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Sewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Good afternoon, one and all. I am a manic depressive.
No.
Welcome to the club.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to have a great show today.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
I really, really are. We are. I mean, I didn't know about that when I woke up this morning.
Feeling good.
I didn't feel good at 7 o'clock this morning.
Didn't start that way.
No, my day started. I'm going to get to this in a second, but I am very worried about my silly, silly lows and my silly, silly highs.
Yeah, me too.
What about the middle?
Is that bipolar also? They call that bipolar sometimes?
Bipolar, manic depressive, same thing.
I am a manic depressive. I will tell you why in a second. Here is our phone number. Call us or I'll hit another low.
He will.
877-365-3636. Send us an AOL instant message, won't you please, perhaps? Mike O, WJFK, or an email at O'Mara@WJFK.com. Uh-huh. Go to the website, MikeO'MaraShow.com, and take a look at our buzz, babes.
Please.
Give us some instant feedback. The photos are fabulous, and of course you get the daily buzz there also. Mm-hmm. Here to my right is Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Well, hello.
Here across from me is Rob Sewak.
I have the memo.
Rob and I were discussing a memo right before the show. Did you get the memo, Rob?
I have the memo.
Really make sure you get the memo.
Yeah.
Give Joe the memo as well.
We're putting cover pages on these now.
You're a catty arguer, you know that? You are an evil catty arguer. When Rob really argues, when Rob fights, because Rob and I fight a little bit, Rob goes like... Bam!
Come from a big extended family.
I'll give Rob a snarky comment, and he goes triple snark.
Undercut.
But we're very excited
about
today's show.
Always play to win.
You have to play to win. This is BYOB Friday, ladies and gentlemen. On the program today, we have the final wave of Buzz Babe candidates. Buzz informs me. Excuse me. I love Fridays because I'm thinking about one thing.
You're excited. You're racing ahead in your mind.
Not only am I bipolar, not only am I manic depressive, but I'm also really looking forward to 55 minutes and 30 seconds from now.
The cocktail hour.
Because that's the discipline that I exert on BYOB Friday. My rule is that we don't start the real celebrating until 4 o'clock.
Remember when it used to start an hour later?
I remember how horrible that
was. It was horrible.
It was not fair to us, and it was not fair to our listening audience.
To your doctor.
What were we thinking?
We were thinking silly is what we were thinking.
And not thinking, Mike.
Buzz tells me the Buzz Babe candidates are going to be rolling in. We're going to get to anywhere from 2 to 4 of them, and they're magnificent.
I had a start. I had a nervous start not long before
That's
the show.
That's an elderly person's term for being startled.
I think you would have. I think you would have had a start, too. If
Why?
You had, if you had seen the ticket winner that was at the front desk.
Ticket winner?
Yeah, and I thought maybe it was a Buzz Babe.
Were you scared? I believe I saw that woman.
Yeah, it was not what we were looking for.
Celebrities you most resembled by any chance?
Not what you were looking
maybe
for.
Maybe the younger Rosanna. Not Roseanne. The younger Rosie O'Donnell when she used to be on VH1.
Ew!
Yeah. So she hadn't given up
In
yet.
Other words, Busty.
Have you no faith in this man?
I have plenty faith.
Look what he has delivered to us two consecutive weeks.
I'm a happy, lucky guy.
And this is the third week. And even the ones he's telling me that might not show, all the people that are going to show are tens. He's got tens for us today.
By the way, and it's now somewhere between two women and 100 will be in today.
Now stop
We just don't know.
We're going to have some of the regular Buzz Babes coming by
today,
too.
Yes, we are, and we're thankful for that.
Also, Mike,
make new friends and keep the old.
That's right.
Is silver, the other gold.
Be happy, make somebody else.
Exactly.
Let a smile be your handshake. Is that a pack of smokes over in the corner, Buzz?
I'll go look. It looks like it.
It's
are those
Mike
yours?
The Focused Host.
No, are those
these,
yours?
These
I'm
aren't
sorry.
Mine. These are probably yours.
No, those aren't mine. That's not my brand.
Oh, it's
I don't smoke.
Similar to your brand. I don't know whose these are. They were abandoned here.
Are there any in there?
Mike, the pretty, Focused Host.
Pretty much a whole pack, though.
Listen,
so.
I want to tell you what we're going to do on the show. Say.
There's a fly. In studio today, gentlemen.
Bunnies.
Comedian, and I love to say comedian when you're talking about a lady comic, Judy Tenuta.
Ready.
Judy.
Red Hot!
Judy Tenuta! All right, you guys! I love that. Right there, I laugh when she does that. Uh-huh. Check her out tonight and tomorrow night at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House. She will be here. The interesting thing about Judy Tenuta is you see Judy Tenuta with kind of that that prom dress look that she has with the kind of wild hair. And then you look at some of her publicity photos. And I was looking at her publicity photo as a brunette.
Yes.
And I thought she was hot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sure.
And then I looked at her publicity photo as a blonde, and I thought she was hot.
I've never seen her.
And there may
as a
have been one other color, like kind of a reddish color.
She's a handsome woman.
I'm not sure, though, but she was hot.
Would you like to debut a new feature right now? It only takes a second.
How do I do that?
It's called Taste of Tenuta.
Here's a taste of Tenuta. This is for some of you people that might not have tracked with Judy. Mm-hmm. You know, the younger listeners that might have not been there in the 80s.
Oh, you missed it.
Under
35. Although my kids, I was playing a little Judy Tenuta clip today, and my daughter, Catherine, was laughing, showing her teeth laughing.
Comedy is timeless.
Yeah, it is timeless.
It's time for a taste
of Tenuta.
You know, I'm a petite flower. It can happen. I was in the park today breastfeeding the pigeons.
That's the clip I played for my daughter.
And that was a taste of Tenuta.
When she said breastfeeding the pigeons, Catherine unhinged her jaw and started laughing.
That's
I really
funny.
Enjoyed that. So Judy Tenuta will be in studio with us and also tonight at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House. We're excited about that. All right, getting to the manic depressive part of the day.
Okay, so you're saying you have extremes.
I'm going to walk you through this whole process here. Right. Yesterday, Buzz witnessed me walking down the hallway. And I was walking like a 90-year-old man.
I like it. I've seen this, over the years we've known each other. Once in a while, you walk like Fred Sanford.
You appear to be in pain.
It's the back, and the back was tweaked. I tweaked the back falling at my house like an old man, and then I tweaked it. I was not drinking that night. I swear to God I was not drinking.
Is this that fall from a week and a half or two
weeks back? The toe and the back. I screwed it both
up. I did not realize it was the same fall.
The proper word would be wrenched.
Yes.
I wrenched my back. I wrenched my back badly, and... it just got worse, and then I went out on the golf course with the kids the other day at the driving range hitting golf balls, and I wrenched it again. And yesterday was not a happy camper. It was getting worse and worse. And last night, I'm just sitting out there on the sun porch where it's too hot here in Washington, D.C.
Too darn hot.
You can't even enjoy the sun porch anymore.
No.
And so Carla and I are sitting out there sweating, and I said, this sucks. I have been working for over a month,
mm-hmm.
Diligently working out. Yeah. Lifting weights, all moving right. weight, all trying right. to get, you know, if I'm not losing the weight, at least I'm moving the weight and mm-hmm. I'm getting more muscle. And that's what right. I was doing. And here I sit, a cripple tonight again. And Carla.
You were down.
I give Carla credit for putting up with me because I'm sitting there and I'm saying these things and I really sound like I'm suicidal.
Well, you were depressed because you hurt.
I just was so pissed off. And I'm just saying, I think I'm destined. This is what I said. I am destined to have these back pains for the rest of my life. This sucks. I have a body that is predisposed to this injury, and I will never recover.
That's a shame.
I will never recover as long as I live.
Now, is that the low side of your manic depression?
No, that was the happy part.
See, Mike, that's unfortunate because after 2 weeks on physicians' weight loss centers, I've lost 15 pounds in 14 days. That's a shame about you. I've never felt better.
You know.
Yes.
You know.
I do.
You could have waited. You could have at least had the. You could have waited. This is, you know, this is all because I gave him crap about too many Letterman tapes.
I know.
He would normally wait. I would have brought it up.
His revenge.
How many pounds is it?
15 in 14 days.
Oh, F you, Rob.
And really, I've never felt better. Want to thank Susan and all the good-looking ladies.
All right, you want to know my total? Centers. My
yes,
total, but
please.
it is legitimate.
Yeah.
Six pounds.
That's good.
All muscle.
6 pounds. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. But I am
over how long?
Over a month.
Mm.
I have been putting on amazing amounts of muscle.
Though. I can tell.
Oh, F you.
What?
Double. That was not said with any sincerity whatsoever.
No, that was very sincere.
I was injured yesterday, too.
I understand.
Let me finish my effing story
so you
for
were
God's
hurting
sake.
And,
you're yeah. very much, you're like triangle shape now, sort of more.
Oh, I'm going to kill him.
Oh, my God.
You better be glad that you are the furthest person from me in this studio.
Socially?
Irishmen get... that's true. Yes, but thanks for staying at the party. Anyway, so it's very, very difficult. That'll be a whole segment we do called Rob and Mike Get Snarky with Each Other.
That's going well, I'd say.
Would you like this? This is my impression of Rob Spiewak at my surprise birthday party.
Yeah.
Hey, happy birthday. I got to run. But anyway,
he is a cunning mimic, isn't he? It's like looking
there.
In a flipping mirror.
I'm sitting on the porch, and I'm depressed because I have been moving this way, and I said, this totally sucks. Mm. Get up this morning, and I said, oh, maybe it's okay.
Yeah.
And then, like, I turn a certain way.
Oh.
I know what I was doing when I turned a certain way. Do you know what would be the one move you make in the morning that would involve a body twist?
Turning for the toilet paper.
Yeah, that's exactly very good, Ron. Nice job, Buzz.
I'm with you.
He called it.
So I write the sort of the general outline of things that I'd like to talk about very early in the morning.
Okay.
The reason I'm telling you this is because the day took a nice turn. The day took a very nice turn, but I am going to tell you that my first thing that I wrote down, all right, I write this down.
On the bowl.
After diet, exercise, back surgery, and constant stretching, I am firmly in the land of suck.
But I
did not use the word suck. Okay. I used another word.
Something more vile.
Parentheses, minimal weight loss, severe bad back.
Yes.
That was at 7 o'clock in the morning, that was literally my state of mind. I normally move away from that state of mind when I get to the little pad and paper.
Sure.
But at this particular time, that's how depressed I was.
Wow.
That's how out of my mind I was. And then I speak to Beth Ann in the morning, about 9 o'clock.
And does that normally cheer you up
no,
or knock you down?
No, it doesn't. And Beth Ann says to me, okay. Oh, and Mike? Excuse me. I said, what? Trend today. Oh, yeah, trend. Rating trend today. Rating trend today. And then the day began to get better. And let me tell you where it got better.
Right,
first
please,
of all,
how to turn around.
A very large thank you to the people of Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
You know, live by the ratings, die by the ratings. We don't make a big deal, and we will not on this show. But suffice to say, we had some nice ratings from Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
It was very nice. And, you know, all those things, I believe, with the bottom of my, you know, everything is fleeting. In life, everything is fleeting.
Sure.
But
you
enjoy it because it keeps the wolves at bay for 1 month.
Yeah.
That's the way.
Yeah.
So we have a 1 month contract. We're very happy about that.
Thank you.
That's good news. Mood beginning to get elevated.
I would think so.
However, not so elevated as to ignore the fact that my trainer is coming in less than an hour, and I am still in this back pain, and I am this close to getting Pete Galelli on the phone and calling him and saying, Pete, I just I just can't make it on time.
Now, you've not yet canceled any sessions, right?
I haven't canceled one session yet. I haven't done a damn thing. And but I'm still hurting, but I'm a little bit the mood is a little bit elevated
because
we had a nice little rating, and it was nice, but I'm still hurting, and I'm pissed off because I want – you know, this is just – the whole reason I'm doing this is not just to lose weight. It's to feel better. It's to get back out on the golf course.
Right.
It's after back surgery.
Right.
It's to do this crap. And I call Pete. I don't call Pete. I wait for him to arrive.
Ah.
Pete arrives, and it's just like comes floating in.
Really?
Oh, because he's a physical therapist.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it turns not into the, you know,
strain.
Bust my ass weight thing.
That you thought
there's
it
a little bit
be.
Of that.
Right. Of
at
course.
The end, turns into this whole stretching, get your body in the right position.
And
works.
Wow.
And it
wow.
works.
He fixes
with
it.
This guy.
That's great.
Not 100%, but he makes a difference.
You
he shows me
pops.
How to do certain things. I still, like, if I turn a certain way, I'm still getting that little ping.
Oh, sure.
But he convinces me that, you know, with stretching and just thinking the right way, kind of, you know, all these guys are super positive, which really pisses me off.
Don't you be annoying?
Don't you hate that?
I hate that more than life itself. Where did my mouse go? Oh, there it is.
Hey.
It's in the mouse trap.
Hey, do the mouse.
Find your mouse,
So he does this, and I walk upstairs, and I'm flying
Are
high.
You dancing like Fred Astaire?
Now I'm just
great.
Like, yes!
Your mind is better. Your back is better.
I'm feeling at the top of the world. And then I suddenly start to think, hey, you ass, it's BYOB Friday. We've got Buzz Babes coming in.
And it goes up another notch.
And then Judy Tenuta. I said, oh, my God.
Three more notches.
Can it get any better?
So now you are firmly out of the middle mood, and you're cruising
I'm
high.
I'm rocking. And you know what? And I've been – and then I start to – I get here, and I start to come back down a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Just
when you
because
see us?
No, just because
Hi,
I want to – I don't want to overreact now.
Right.
Now it's calculated.
You're,
I don't want to overreact
yourself.
To good news
sure.
and stuff. You know. And once again, sincere thanks to the people here in Washington. But, you know, it's a month, and that's the way we look at it. But we're very, very grateful. And congratulations to everybody else on the station here.
Yes.
Everybody did well. So, you know, it's good. It's just – it's the way I look at this, like, I've been doing this for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And Don and I have the same attitude about it. You know, it's you live by it, you die by it, but you don't overreact to it. Because it's the worst thing you can do – there was a disc jockey. There was a disc jockey named Paul Harris who comes to mind, and Paul Harris is the example that I always use.
He was a big satin jacket guy.
He was a satin jacket guy.
Well, there you go.
He was a guy that overreacted to the ratings.
Mm-hmm. How so?
And well, we always beat him,
uh-huh.
and he beat us in one rating period.
Right.
And he was just trumpeting that
feeling
on the
full
internet.
Of
he was screaming it from the highest mountain. And he never beat us again, and we always busted his balls for it. That was it. But we were able to bust his balls because we weren't screaming it, you know, screaming it really loudly. You got to be careful with that type of
sure.
thing. So right now, I would say, here's the best part. Even Steven, I feel just wonderful.
Uh-huh.
I feel energized, and I feel good about my back.
But you're not screaming happy, and you're not down in the dumps.
No, I'm feeling pretty even right now.
I counted five notches. You're up five notches from where you were. I would think you would be above middle. I think
I'm
you'd
waiting
be in
for
positive
the show.
Ground.
I am waiting for today's show.
Well,
because
the show has begun. Started.
No, but I'm waiting for the show, the part of the show that you know I enjoy.
Oh, your part of the show,
and that's good
yeah.
for you know doubling it. That'll be 10 notches. Let me go take a call here.
I can move the clock.
Does it bother you that you spend not much time in the middle?
Hold on.
What?
Hold on.
What?
I can't take the call. It's not working. I have the wrong mouse, I'm sure. I must have the wrong
Where'd
mouse.
Where'd your mouse go?
Do I have the wrong mouse?
Where do you keep your here? Mouse?
Can you use the mouse the pad?
Let me see if I can do that. Oh, that's cool, Rob. Let me see if that works. Hold on.
Does it?
Nope. That doesn't work either.
Could have expected
Hey, Joe, that. Joe, we have a little problem. And
hey, look who's going to be guesting on the show
Joe
today.
Is going to be. I forgot to mention that. Joe will be guesting on BYOB
well,
Friday.
Well, see, now that's up six notches.
Is it?
You've
or
be
are we up
better.
Four?
Joe's checking the phones
yeah,
right
the
now.
Mouse is plugged in.
So Bernie, Brian, Susan,
do you want me to
Andy,
punch up a call, Mike?
Bill, no, Rob, I want to fix this. That's kind of that manic. Way
I understand
I'm feeling today. So,
do you spend more time at extremes than you do on even keel?
No, I spend more times in that low frame of mind.
I think
like
most of
performers
us,
do.
I think most of us in this room right now that Joe has left, I think we're pretty even keeled folk.
I think we're
at
okay.
The moment, yeah.
We're okay when we're on the radio. It's just when we're outside of the radio, we're psychological messes.
Of course,
I tend toward a little manic depression myself.
Hello there, Bernie. You're on the Mike O'Mara show. How are you, Bernie?
Oh, not too good. My back's killing me. And,
what part of your back?
Lower right back. I have a disc problem.
Oh dear, I've had that too.
aggravated it playing softball the other night, and I feel really old, but I'm only 28. And
oh my God, you're too young to feel that way.
The worst part of the back mm-hmm. problem is not the actual pain itself, but it's coming into the office and getting to you.
I got wow. Rob. I put Rob
that's
in a loop today.
That's my life
I like doing that too. I like the edgy Rob. I like it. Give Rob a little tweak right before the show. It's by
we're
design.
In California. We can get married now. You know.
Yes, congratulations. Do you go to a chiropractor or anything like that? Are you seeking medical help, Bernie?
I was going to have some lady walk on my back. I saw an ad in the back of one of our local papers. And
that's a good thing. In many of those places, if they don't fix your back problem, you still will walk out of the facility with a smile on your face.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Bernie. Let's go to Brian. Brian, where are you calling from?
Calling from Gainesville, Mike. How you doing?
I'm wonderful, Brian. What can I do for you?
I've been listening to you talk about, like, you're working out.
Brian, I hate to interrupt you. Are you on some kind of speakerphone or a headset or something like that?
No. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit better. That's better.
Okay. Sorry
He's
about that.
Cave.
Hey, yeah, I heard you talking about your workout plan.
Hey, Brian.
Brian. Yes, sir.
Brian, doesn't sound really any different.
Are you in a bathroom or a basement?
No, I'm at work, and it's kind of echoing.
Where do you work? In a garage?
No, I don't work in a garage.
Brian, why are you being cryptic? Just tell us what kind of room you're in.
Oh, I'm in like a hut.
Like a hut.
You're in
a warehouse.
Like
kind
a
of
hut
thing?
Of pizza?
He works at Pizza Hut.
Uh-huh.
He's. Oh. Is it? Do you sell sunglasses?
Oh, no, sir.
I'm out. Anymore?
Do you live with the skipper?
No, sir. I'm sorry.
Are you calling from Tahiti?
Tahiti. No, sir.
Brian, it sounds really like your hut. There's just too much echo. You're on a speakerphone, Brian. Get off the goddamn speakerphone.
I'm not on a speakerphone.
Echo.
How we can fix it. You're in your office?
I'm outside now.
Oh, much better. Thank you very much.
Okay, just real quick, Mike. You use protein bars when you work out. Uh-huh. If you want to lose more weight, don't use the protein bars. Because I'm working out, too. I'm a bigger guy, too.
Okay.
Don't use protein bars. Just... Because protein is just weight, and you already have weight.
No,
so when you
that's wrong.
Hold on a second. I want to hear what he has to say. Guys, I eat protein. When I was eating the protein bars and drinking the protein shakes, mm-hmm. I was literally going in the wrong direction working out. Let me at least listen to what Brian has to say. Wrong. Go ahead, Brian.
That's all I want to say is that protein bars are for when you meet your goal weight-wise, and then you use it while you work out with weights, and it gets you leaner. And it helps your muscle.
Well, what do I eat then? What should I eat?
You can still have protein, but you don't want to have a whole lot of it. You don't want to have like 3 or 4 protein bars a week. If your trainer has you on like maybe 1 protein bar a week, then okay. But trust me, I just lost like 12 pounds in like 2 weeks through just a lot of cardio.
All right, real quick. I'm sorry. I know the guys are looking at me like I'm Johnny Gullible, and I don't care. Tell me what you eat during the week. What is your average diet?
Wait.
Give me an average day.
Okay, like today?
Yeah.
Okay, today I went to Subway. I eat like subs.
Okay.
And a lot of green tea, diet green tea, mm-hmm. low sugar, mm-hmm. water.
That's good.
And I work out for at least 2 hours, at least hour and a half to 2 hours. I work out like 5 days a week, though.
Okay. All right. So I do the subs and stuff. Like, can you eat rice?
Yes, sir.
You can eat carbohydrates?
Not a whole lot. That's kind of like weight.
So rice, Mike, but not carbs.
So don't eat protein or carbs. You'll be fine.
No, you won't have a whole lot of it. Just the way you say it on the radio, I figured you were having a lot of
it. No, I was eating a lot of protein and drinking a lot of protein shakes and all that, and it wasn't working for me.
But Buzz, am I not
Thank
correct?
You, Brian. Thanks for the call.
Protein, when you have protein, it makes your body feed on fat.
That's right. It builds muscle, and your body has to burn calories to digest it.
Gentlemen?
Yes?
I believe I've got some advice for my back here.
Hold on
just a second.
Cool.
Couldn't hurt.
Hello, Susan.
Or could.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. I see on the screen here that you've got a suggestion.
I've had back problems forever, and I've tried every form of chiropractics, acupuncture, you name it. And the best thing I've ever tried is called Thai massage. Have you ever heard of Thai massage?
No.
As long as they don't tie you too tight.
I'd love to hear about it.
Okay. Thai massage is yoga for lazy people.
Oh, wait, I have heard of that. That's where they stretch you and they pull you, and now I can't be sexy anymore.
And I
got
to tell you, it's the best thing that's ever happened to me, as far as massage goes.
I thought you might have been suggesting a different kind of massage, and I thought you might be the masseuse.
No, sorry about that.
Okay,
but I will tell you, if you can find a Thai masseuse, the other one is when someone walks on your back, it's called Ashi.
Yes.
That's pretty good, too. I like Thai massage better because it really does stretch your muscles.
Gently.
Yeah, it's really great.
All right, I'll look into that. Thank you, Susan.
Mike, I'm curious.
Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.
Is it Pete Galili? Is that his name?
Galili.
Galili. What's his outlook on chiropractic?
Four L's, huh?
In a row?
Four L's. G-A-L-L-E-L-L-I.
Okay, so they're split. Yeah. What's his outlook on chiropractic?
I don't know, but I'm kind of a, you know, since I've had the surgery, trying to avoid that that part
of it. Oh,
that's
true. You don't want to alter adjustments.
I don't know. You know what I mean? When you put that much into it, getting surgery, it's so invasive. And then to go backwards on that, right now I'm still thinking about, you know, just strengthening the core muscles, you know, and doing that right now. And that's why I was so pissed off, because I really, you know, we can joke about it all day long, but you know how much, you know, how much I've been working with this guy.
Oh, yeah,
and it just gets you down. It gets you depressed. It's very, very frustrating.
But if you have a lot of copays at home, you know, chiropractor is a great, great way to get rid of them.
It is very difficult.
Chin up, Mike.
I know. Chin up, gut out. We're going to take a short break. We'll take some more of your phone calls. Leading up to our special guest star, Mr. Joe Ardinger, on BYOB Friday. So all you folks that want to talk to us, we'll chat with you.
We'll also
have our very first buzz of the afternoon. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about all those wonderful things we like to talk about, like protein bars. Jesus Christ. Now I'm depressed again.
We'll talk about sex. That'll cheer you up.
Hey, we'll be right back after this. Yay!
Hey.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.